The Burt Show.
It's the Burt Show's entertainment bus.
I don't know if this was common knowledge, but apparently Mark Wahlberg owns one of the biggest fitness companies in the country.
He's got his hands in everything.
I've seen the place that he sort of owns, but I never knew he was behind it.
Me neither. So this is actually the gym that like my brother and all of my friends go to, F45. Apparently that's Mark Wahlberg's fitness company. And now David Beckham is suing him because he says that he got screwed out of $10 million. So David Beckham became a brand ambassador for F45 in 2021. And allegedly, he was supposed to get some stocks out of this deal, like in exchange, but he didn't get those stocks until after the price had completely tanked. So now he feels like, oh, I just got screwed out of all this money. And apparently, it's not just David Beckham. It's also former NFL star Terrell Owens. He says that he is owed $700,000. Wow.
So let me ask you guys a question, because I just did a quick Google search on it. David Beckham's personal wealth is $450 million.
He's doing well for himself.
He's doing real well. Victoria, his wife, who was which spice? Salty
posh,
spice?
Posh.
Pissed off spice?
Yeah.
She's worth $70 million. So
that's it?
That's it. All right. So at what point when you almost make $350 million together, do you think it's worth like suing somebody to get your money back? They think it's $10 million, but at what point are you like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to sue for that $10 million.
But that's not how you get to where you are. And that's not like if somebody owes you $10 million, you stick up for yourself and you get your $10 million. Doesn't matter how much you have.
No, I agree. No, I completely agree. That's how the rich stay rich. Yeah. They're going to always have that mentality because, like you said, that's what got them there.
Yeah, business is business. And I know if you have a lot of money, like $450 million, to us, we're like, okay, so $10 million must just be pocket change for you. But at the end of the day, like, if someone screwed you out of money that you should have gotten, like, I wouldn't be able to get over the principle of it. Doesn't matter if it's $10 million or $10.
What if it was $1 million?
Yeah, go for it. Absolutely.
$1
million? Yes.
You might, in a case like this, when you got one heavyweight going up against another heavyweight, it might cost you more than $1 million in legal fees.
Maybe. But it's also, for me, it's time. So, like, you know, I don't have, like, personal assistants. I don't have people working for me. So this is my time. And that's how I gauge whether or not I want to fight for something. You know, depending on if I'm trying to get money back, because it's like, how much time do I want to put towards this? David Beckham, he's not putting any time towards this. He's got people doing this for him. So.
And I'm with Abby about the principle. If I got $1 million in the bank and you owe me $5, I want my money.
I'm sending that Venmo request. You owe me $10 million. And yeah, they got that Uber Eats sponsorship and everything. So maybe they really do need the money more than we think that they do. And at the very least, they'll save some time on cooking because, you know, they can just order their food online. All right, some of these fans have gotten really, really crazy. I'll call out the fandom that I'm a part of real quickly before we get into the next fandom. The Swifties, apparently one of the magazines that put out a review about Taylor Swift's new album, they couldn't even publish the critic's name because they were so terrified for their safety. It was from Paste Magazine. Apparently, he gave a bad review for one of her albums, Lover, and he got so many threats of violence from fans that they decided, you know, we're just not going to publish his name anymore. So now Kelsea Ballerini has to deal with a crazy fan who wants to leak her music. If you don't know Kelsea, she's a country singer who's kind of in the pop area as well. And apparently she's getting a restraining order from a former fan who somehow got her unreleased music and is threatening to leak it. Apparently he's already shared it with multiple people.
Then you're not a fan.
Then you're not a fan. Mm-mm. This is so crazy to me why you think that this is a good way to get an artist's attention. Her rep is saying that this is a complete disgrace considering how much time and effort goes into creating music that when somebody's going to leak it way before, it just totally ruins the whole rollout of an album that you've worked so hard on.
All right, just to go back to Taylor Swift really quick and her fans, is it true that the conspiracy theory behind the song, But Daddy, I Love Him, it isn't directed at her family, it's actually directed at the fans?
So that's what we all think it is. Ooh. We thought it was about her actual dad because she's literally saying, But Daddy, I love Matty Healy, I want to date him. She called out the fans a lot in this album. We got humbled real quick.
Like what?
So in the song, But Daddy, I Love Him, she basically just says, stop bitching and moaning about me dating whoever, which that was me when she was dating Matty Healy. And there were a couple of other songs where she just basically said, I'm so sick of people telling me what to do with my life. If I want to ruin my name, she says this in one of the songs, it's my good name to ruin.
I think Kristen nailed this week. This is a real double-edged sword when you have fans that love you so much, is they really feel like they know you and they're very protective of you.
There's entitlement there.
There's entitlement there, but the truth of the matter is she don't know you.
She don't know me. So she called us out, and you know what? She even said in the song, people are going to say soliloquies that I'll never see. That was me on E-Buzz giving soliloquies because people are like, why do you still support Taylor? She's dating Maddie Healy. I'm like, I just love her music. I don't care who she dates. And they're coming down on me, so you feel like you got to defend her. All right, Morgan Wallen, he is breaking his silence after his chair-throwing incident at that bar in Nashville. It's on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.